Hello, brothers and sisters. I'm Sister Ann Shields, and welcome once again to Food for the Journey. Today we take a look at the reading from the second book of Samuel. That night the Lord spoke to Nathan and said, "Go tell my servant David, thus says the Lord, should you build me a house to dwell in? I have not dwelt in a house from the day on which I led the children of Israel out of Egypt to the present, but I have been going about in a tent under cloth. In all my wanderings everywhere among the children of Israel, did I ever utter a word to any one of the judges whom I charged to tend my people Israel, to ask, 'Why have you not built me a house of cedar?' Now then, speak thus to my servant David. The Lord of hosts has this to say. It was I who took you from the pasture and from the care of the flock to be commander of my people Israel. I have been with you wherever you went. I have destroyed all your enemies before you. I will make you famous like the great ones of the earth. I will fix a place for my people Israel. I will plant them so that they may dwell in their place without further disturbance. Neither shall the wicked continue to afflict them as they did of old, since the time I first appointed judges over my people Israel. I will give you rest from all your enemies. The Lord also reveals to you that he will establish a house for you. And when your time comes and you rest with your ancestors, I will raise up your heir after you, sprung from your loins, and I will make his kingdom firm. It is he who shall build a house for my name, and I will make his royal throne firm forever. I will be a father to him. He shall be a son to me, and if he does wrong, I will correct him with the rod of men and with human chastisements, but I will not draw my favor from him, as I withdrew it from your predecessor Saul, whom I removed from my presence. Your house, this is David, and your kingdom shall stand firm forever before me. Your throne shall stand firm forever." Nathan reported all these words in this entire vision to David. Think about that. The Lord of hosts speaking of his servant David because he knows that he will do God's will. How many ways are there, ways that won't make headlines necessarily, nobody will know about them except us, but how many times are you prompted to call somebody, pick this up for somebody, go visit somebody, take a little time to go with somebody to somewhere? How many times are you prompted to that? And you say, "Oh, I'm too busy, I'm too busy." It might just be a good idea, but it might also be a kind of hint from God. It's good if you sense anything like that to stop for a moment and say, "Lord, I really can't do it today, but I would do it tomorrow. Would that be all right?" Sometimes the Lord does that. He prompts us. He doesn't give his orders, but he prompts us to pay attention to some other person. And maybe that should come first in our day, if we feel kind of urged to call this person or to see that person or to help this one. Maybe we should put it at the top of the list, telling the Lord we want to do his will through whatever it is that the day may bring. He is blessed by that. And you learn to know his way and his desires more and more. Let's take a look now. Psalm 89, "Forever I will maintain my love for my servant. I have made a covenant with my chosen one. I have sworn to David, my servant, I will make your dynasty stand forever and establish your throne through all ages. He shall cry to me, 'You are my father, my God, the rock that brings me victory. I myself make him firstborn, most high over the kings of the earth.' Forever I will maintain my love for him. My covenant with him stands firm. I will establish his dynasty forever, his throne as the days of heaven." You know, this is taking a supernatural set of directives. But I think oftentimes when I look at this, I think back to my own father. and to the way in which he cared for us. And he didn't go about preaching. He went about living day in and day out. The longer he's been gone from this earth, the more I think about what he imparted to me was always to be on the lookout for the other person. Always look, you know, you say, oh, I'm terribly busy, but just even a moment in an elevator, even just a step as you're walking into a building, if you sense something, pay attention to it. Because the Lord wants us to care for one another, not to be strangers to one another. And by doing that, we're drawn closer to the Lord ourselves, and he will bless us. And then the Gospel of Mark today, chapter 4, verses 1 to 20. On another occasion, Jesus began to teach by the sea, and a very large crowd gathered around him, so that they got into a boat on the sea and sat down. And the whole crowd was beside the sea on land. And he taught them at length in parables. And in the course of his instruction, he said to them, "Hear this. A sower went out to sow. And as he sowed, some seed fell on the path, and the birds came and ate it up. Other seed fell on rocky ground where it had little soil. It sprang up at once, and because the soil was not deep. And when the sun rose, it was scorched, and it withered for lack of roots. Some seed fell among thorns, and the thorns grew up and choked it, and it produced no grain. And some seed fell on rich soil and produced fruit. It came up and grew and yielded 30, 60, and 100-fold. He added, "Whoever has ears to hear ought to hear." Brothers and sisters, we get, as I've said on so many programs, we get so busy that the Lord and his promptings, the only time we really listen is when we take a time of prayer. Just often throughout the day, just pause for a moment. "Lord, is there anything you want of me?" It may be silent for weeks or months, but when the Lord sees that you really are attentive, he'll prompt you through another person, through something that happens. There are all kinds of ways he can get your attention, and it'll become obvious what you should do, the part you should play, instead of saying, "No, I don't want to be any part of that. I don't want any more trouble in my life." And you try to back away, especially if it's a family member. Ask the Lord, "What can I do?" And he will help you, brothers and sisters, because he loves us. And when he was alone, those present along with the 12 questioned him about the parables. And he answered them, "The mystery of the kingdom of God has been granted to you, but to those outside everything comes in parables, so that they may look and see but not perceive, and hear and listen but not understand, in order that they may not be converted and be forgiven." So brothers and sisters, we don't want to be of the crowd that look and don't see. And we can be so many times, so many places. "Oh, that's not my business," or "I don't have time," or "I have this," or "I have that." And sometimes that's a genuine excuse and you need to keep going. But many times, just a word from you sometimes can make a difference for somebody. Or the Lord suggests, "Just told me that I should pray for you today. What can I pray for you for?" There are all kinds of little ways that we can, if they're genuine, that we really can serve other people and many times get people out of great difficulty. So I really encourage you to open your heart. Jesus said to him, this is the closing of this gospel, "Do you not understand this parable? Then how will you understand any of the parables? The sower sows the word. These are the ones on the path where the word is sown. As soon as they hear, Satan comes at once and takes away the word sown in them. And these are the ones sown on rocky ground, who when they hear the word, receive it at once with joy, but they have no roots, and they last only for a time. Then when tribulation or persecution comes because of the word, they quickly fall away. And those sown among thorns are another sort. They are the people who hear the word, but worldly anxiety, the lure of riches, the craving for other things intrude and choke the word, and it bears no fruit. Brothers and sisters, that happens in our society many, many times every day. We're prompted and we ignore. I'm too busy. If you genuinely are too busy, then we've got to sit down and take a look at our schedule. Because except for some particular situations, brothers and sisters, we need to give God time every day to listen, every day to seek him and to follow him more and more closely. Those sown among thorns are another sort. They are the people who hear the word, but worldly anxiety, the lure of riches, and the craving for other things intrude and choke the word, and it bears no fruit. Doesn't that happen in our lives? Doesn't that happen in your life? It happens in mine. We're so busy about one thing that we don't have time to really sometimes hear the Lord and what he wants of us. Sometimes what we're doing is exactly what he wants for us, and sometimes not. John Paul said that this magnificent parable speaks to us today as it spoke to the listeners of Jesus 2,000 years ago. Let us become the fertile ground which receives the gospel and bears fruit. Bearing in mind that the human soul hesitates to welcome the word of God, let us address the Spirit with this ardent liturgical prayer. Come, O Creator Spirit, visit the souls of those who belong to you. Fill with your grace from on high the hearts which you have made. In this prayer, we open our hearts, imploring the Spirit to fill them with light and life. Just daily ask God, help me. Help me to pay more attention to you than I do to the radio. Help me, Lord, to pay more attention to you. Spirit of God, make us ready to receive your visit. Make faith in the word which saves grow in us. Be the living source of the hope which blossoms in our lives. Be in us the breath of love which transforms us and the fire of charity which impels us to give ourselves to the service of our brothers and sisters. That doesn't mean you have to do great works. You don't have time. You probably have a family to raise. You have other responsibilities. But there are so many little ways, small ways in which you can offer yourself or offer wisdom sometimes. Offer help. Offer to come over and help. That certainly happened in my family. And it was always a delight when a neighbor would say, gee, could I help you with that? And it wasn't necessarily religious at all. But there was a way of being generous and kind to those around us. That's what God wants of us. Let's get out of our cocoons, because my life isn't the most important life in the world. I would like it to be. No, I'm teasing. But it's not the most important. What is important is God and his love and his care for others. Let us be part of that. For a free copy of my booklet, Hope in the Midst of Suffering, please call our toll-free number 1-800-282-4789. That's 1-800-282-4789. Or go to our website, renewalministries.net/FFJ. That's renewalministries.net/FFJ.